Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 29th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: S&P 500 powers to new record, growing costs at Alphabet, and oil majors commence earnings. Leading today's news, there wasn't much movement for U.S. stock index futures overnight as traders held their breath after pushing the S&P 500 index to a closing high of 3,039.42 on Monday. The rise was propelled by expectations of a third consecutive rate cut from the Federal Reserve, which has started a program to purchase $60 billion a month in Treasury bills until the end of 2019, and took the extraordinary action to shore up overnight liquidity starting in September. Trade optimism is also in the air after the USTR said Washington will consider extending certain tariff exclusions on $34 billion worth of imports from China. In other news, Alphabet recorded quarterly results on Monday that showed costs like spending on R&D continuing to rise faster than revenue, dampening investor enthusiasm despite Google's continued dominance in ad sales. The stock fell as much as 4% after hours, after a rare 23% decline in profits and warnings of Forex headwinds, but recovered and settled down around 2%. The latest results add to a tricky dance Google must execute as regulation remains an overhang for the company. Citing lower upstream earnings, weaker oil prices, and weather-related impacts, BP posted Q3 underlying replacement cost profit, used as a proxy for net income, of $2.3 billion. While the figure beat expectations, sending shares up 0.5% pre-market, it fell 41% compared with an earnings report of $3.8 billion over the same period a year earlier. The report comes shortly after Bob Dudley, who has held the position of CEO for almost a decade, announced that he would soon be stepping down from his role. The high-stakes streaming wars will light up again today as AT&T unveils its answer to Netflix and Disney+. Setting for a spring launch, the HBO Max offering is targeting 80 million global subscribers by 2025, 50 million of those in the U.S. The iconic Warner Brothers water tower has been rechristened with an HBO Max logo for the event, which will reveal financial details and expectations, as well as decide the fate of its senior executive, including AT&T heir apparent John Stankey. A slew of data this morning will clarify whether the housing market is heating back up. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index is expected to rise 2% annually in August, the same as last month, while pending home sales for September are estimated to rise 0.7%, rebounding from August's drop of 1.6%. Consumer confidence figures will also be watched. Though marked with low supply, the housing market is further benefiting from outsized demand and lower mortgage rates. With Britain's exit from the EU officially delayed until January 31, 2020, Boris Johnson is trying for a fourth time to trigger an election to break the Brexit impasse. This time, he'll only need a simple majority to get an early vote, compared to previous attempts required a two-thirds supermajority. Johnson has made clear he is giving up on trying to get his Brexit deal passed before an election, but feels Parliament is broken and dead and needs to be dissolved. Lured by the looming IPO of Saudi Aramco, top executives from Bank of America and JP Morgan, as well as CEOs from Blackstone and SoftBank, are gathering at Saudi Arabia's Future Investment Initiative, popularly known as Davos in the Desert. It's a big contrast from last year when outrage over Jamal Khashoggi's murder sparked a mass boycott of the conference. The annual summit seeks to project the insular kingdom as a dynamic investment destination and draws 6,000 people and international firms to Riyadh. PG&E's power lines may have started two wildfires over the weekend in the San Francisco Bay Area, according to the utility, despite the widespread blackouts in place to prevent downed lines from starting fires during windy weather. More than 2.5 million people were without power at the height of the latest blackout, and another 1.5 million people will be hit with more shutoffs starting today. Legalities? California regulators have said they will open a formal probe of whether utilities violated any rules by cutting power to millions of residents for as much as 5 days. Along with Toyota and Fiat Chrysler, General Motors is backing the Trump administration in its clash with California over pollution standards. The decision pits them against leading competitors, including Honda and Ford, who this year reached a deal to follow the state's stricter policies. Obama-era rules from 2012 called for a fleet-wide fuel efficiency average of 46.7 miles per gallon by 2026, compared with 37 miles per gallon by 2026 under the Trump plan. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg, who was stripped of his chairman title by the board earlier this month, is due to testify today at a congressional hearing after two 737 MAX crashes killed 346 people. "We know we made mistakes and got some things wrong," he'll reportedly tell the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee, adding that Boeing has made improvements to the now grounded plane that will ensure that accidents like these never happen again. Muilenburg will testify before the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee this week, where he will face tough questions about the MCAS flight control system and how the company works with the FAA to certify aircraft as safe. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow and crude oil are set to open in the red, with the S&P 500 and gold flat and the Nasdaq slightly up. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.